My voice is a little bit stronger than it was last Sunday. Last Sunday, they had to turn the mic up so loud it started squealing. So God bless me and getting my voice back. I thank you for all the prayers. Happy Father's Day to all you fathers that are out there this morning. And all of them that should be here this morning or couldn't be here for one reason or the other, we're glad to have you here this morning. You know, we in the leadership team, we got together. You know, we always do something for mothers, give them some kind of gift. And the leadership team decided, well, we're going to give bandanas to everybody, and we're going to talk to each man and build him a custom ranch saddle. Yeah, that's what I said. And then I woke up and realized I was having a fever this week. And we got a bandana. You did get a bandana, but no saddle. That was only in my condition this week. You know, today's Father's Day is not really in like any other time that we've celebrated Father's Day. Some of our fathers are still here. Some of them aren't. They passed on to be with the Lord. But it's always been the same with fathers. You know, a father has certain duties that he's supposed to perform to being a daddy. Certain things that he has to take care of with the title of father. That fatherhood. That's taking care of the children, guiding them, nurturing them, both sons and daughters. You know, and it's a great responsibility that we have as fathers. It's not any greater than the mother's role, but it's just as great. In Psalms 103:13, it says this: "The Lord is like a father to his children, tender and compassionate to those who fear him." You know, we find out in today's world how important it is to have a father in the household, don't we? Because we have raised a generation of children here in America without a father. All the homes, men making babies and then walking off and leave them and not taking responsibility for them. And the mother having to take care, or a grandparent or an orphanage, wherever, or family member has to raise that child. And the child is the one that suffers for it, because they don't get that interaction that they truly need for the growth of their mind and their body. Fathers are so needed so bad today, because they're the ones that should be given the instruction and corrections in a family home. In Proverbs 3:12, it says, "For the Lord corrects those he loves, just as a father corrects his child in whom he delights." In other words, if you love them, you're going to correct them. If they need their bun burned a little bit, it's dad's job. It's his responsibility, according to God's word, to do the correction. Now, I know moms do it too, but it's set forth by God in his word for men to be the one. Also in Proverbs 4:1-6, it says this: "My children, listen when your father corrects you. Pay attention and learn good judgment, for I'm giving you good guidance. Don't turn away from instruction, for I too was once my father's son. Tenderly loved as my mother's only child, my father taught me. He taught my words take my words to heart. Follow my commands and you will live. Get wisdom, develop good judgment. Don't forget my words or turn away from them. Don't turn your back on wisdom. She will protect you, and love her, and she will guard you." You know, a father to a son is like an instruction manual that he sees every day. It's something that he reads on a daily basis. He gets to see who dad is, what dad does, what dad says. And he's always in the classroom every single day. And so is the daughter. They're in a continual state of a learning environment for the rest of their life. Boys say, I want to be just like my daddy. I want to be tough like my daddy. My daddy can rope better than your daddy. You ever heard that? My daddy can ride a horse better than your daddy can ride a horse. Your daddy fell off the other day. My daddy don't fall off. My daddy, he's good at ranch rodeos. There ain't a cow out there or a bull that my daddy can't pin. He's got it. If he goes out, it comes back. That's my daddy. A dad is a mirror to his son and daughter. A mirror that he looks at and says, I want to be just like him. The problem is, it's not really a problem if he's not being led by God, if he's not letting Christ be his mirror of reflection and wanting to be like Christ. The son only sees the dad wherever state he's at, whatever condition he's in. That's what he wants to be like. So if you're a godly father, he's going to see those traits in you. And when I say a godly father, I'm talking about a man that is not afraid to say, thank you, Lord, for helping me today. You know, it was tough in the pen today. Man, thank you, Lord, because it could have got, it got Western, but it could have been really bad if you hadn't helped me. Or somebody could have really got hurt. And these children, they hear it. These kids, they hear their father giving praise to somebody else and thanking them for something else. It's not just daddy being able to do it himself in his own strength. He hears that, man, somebody else is giving my daddy some help. Somebody else is guiding him and helping him. I'd like, that's as he grows, as she grows, she hears this and she says, man, I sure would like, whoever he's got out there helping him, that's who I want helping me, because I want to be like my father. I want to be like daddy. But even if you're not, your son is going to be, and daughter is going to be a reflection of you. They're going to reflect your image, whether you are serving the Lord or not. They're going to reflect whatever you project to them. You know, daughters are just as important as sons. Sons need a dad so that they can see what they want to grow up to be like. But a daughter, and I had two, so I know how important it is to be a father. Because I'll tell you what the daughter does. The daughter looks at her daddy, and it's the first guy she ever loves. First one. She plans her life and her future by the relationship she has with her father. Because she, in her father, she sees the man that she will someday date. She'll look for somebody like her daddy. She'll look for someone to marry that's like her daddy. If he is a godly man and reflects God's image and is Christ-like, that's the kind of man she's going to look for. If he takes her to church, teaches her about the Lord, she gets to hear the same thing the boys hear, how the Lord helped him throughout the day, several times a day. She looks for a man or a boy that is just like my daddy. It's that mirror that they see every day, whether they're just dating or they're getting ready for marriage. You know, but if the father is a godly man and he's serving the Lord, that reflection is going to be from Christ. He is going to be a Christian. That's the kind of man that she's going to want to be around and want to have. Well, you may say this morning, you know, but I'm a little older. I'm a little bit further up in age. My kids are grown. My boys and my daughters, they're out on their own. They don't really need my direction anymore. They don't really need my correction anymore. Well, the scriptures don't say that. For the rest of your life, your son and daughter is still looking to that mirror. They're still looking at that manual. They always go back to it. Boys always do. Even as men, we always go back to what we learned from our father. And if our father's still here, sometimes we'll even ask him about it. What did you do in this situation right here, Dad? I remember you had to go through this. For the rest of your life, you are still the mirror with which your son and daughters look at and judge themselves with. You might even have grandkids. Guess what? They don't even just look at Dad. They look at Papa, Grandpa, Paul, Pop, whoever you are, whatever you like to be called. They look at you and they go, Dad, Pop. Are they the same? What reflection do they see from Dad to Pop? Most of the time they see the same. And if both men are godly men, both are serving Christ, guess what? They get a double whammy. It's kind of like a double meat and cheese burger. You get a little extra. Now I'm making myself hungry. If you see what the Lord is trying to bring this morning is this. It's not going to be a long message. It's going to be a short one. Is that we as fathers have a big responsibility. Bigger than we did before. Maybe even thought of before. Maybe we didn't realize what we were being looked at. We were being watched. We were being sized up and categorized for our kids and our grandkids. The thing is it's never, never, listen, it's never too late. You say, well, I haven't always lived like I should. I hadn't always talked the way I should. I never really acted all the time like I should. That's the greatest part of the story is God's grace. Then start. Start right here, right now. It's never too late to do the right thing. Never. To stop and turn. That's what that word repent means. When we say, you know, repent and come to the Lord. All repent means is you turn around, you stop doing what you were doing, and you go in another direction. You change directions. It pays in more blessings in the short run and the long run than you ever can imagine to live a life for Jesus. We as men, we as fathers, as grandfathers, maybe even great-grandfathers that are in here, it's time we take a look at the reflection the kids are seeing. We need to stand in front of that mirror ourselves and look at ourselves and see ourselves the way God sees us. Say, Lord, just help me to see what I'm really like and what people see, what my kids see, what my grandkids see, what my great-grandkids see. What do they see? Help me to change the things that I can't change myself because I'm stubborn. I want my own way. That's called being a cowboy. Every cowboy wants his own way. And don't laugh, ladies. Cowgirls are the same way. They want their way, don't they? Guys buys a new roping horse. He's all excited, and wife takes it. From then on, it's her horse because she wanted it. God bless them. You know, it's never too late to start doing what God has asked us to do. It's never too late to stop and look in that mirror and say, I can be different. You know, I can start reflecting an image that would be encouraging, that I could say that I'd be proud of. I've got some guys that are really close to me, that their kids are grown. The boys are grown. And I just had this conversation the other day. He said, you know, I just wished I knew what I know now. And I said, what do you mean by that? What do you mean if you just knew? We all would like to have that happen in our life, to be able to see it, get in a crystal ball and see what the future was going to bring. He said, if I known that the boys were going to turn out like me, listen to this, if I'd known they were going to turn out just like me, he said, I'd have done a lot of things different. And I said, what would you do different? He said, I'd have got them boys in church. He said, I'd have told them about the Lord. I'd have shared the gospel with them. Tell them how Jesus helps me and leads me and guides me. He said, but you know what it was? I was too busy. I was too busy with myself, too busy for my boys, too busy for my daughters. Now they're grown. Don't care a thing about serving the Lord at all. They don't care if they ever darken the door of the church. And he said, and it's my fault. It's my fault. I told him, I said, well, brother, I said, I won't tell you, it's not too late. He said, what do you mean it's not too late? I said, that's the greatest thing about prayer. I said, when was the last time you prayed for your son or daughter? Oh, all the time. I said, no, I'm talking about a specific prayer for your son or daughter to come to Christ. Oh, no, I hadn't done that. I said, what are you waiting on? I said, it's free. All it takes is you to care enough to want to do it. I said, it's never too late. It was encouraging words for him, but he felt somehow that he had damned his kids to hell, basically, is what he said, because I just didn't live the right kind of life when I could have all along. This generation that we're raising up right now needs godly fathers. It's time we stand up. It's time that we start doing, by cracky, what we were meant to do. And that's to be the leader of the home, to be the corrector for our kids, to love and pray for them, and to show them that you can be the biggest, baddest guy out on the ranch and love Jesus. Amen? Let's pray. Father, we just come to you. I pray, Lord, that your word would be heard this morning, Father. I pray that we would understand what it is that you're trying to tell us this morning as men. Lord, I just pray that we just man up this morning, Father. That we saddle up and we ride. No more talking, no more thinking about it. Father, help us to act. Help us to do. You lead and we'll follow. In Jesus' name we pray, Lord. Amen. Want to welcome you to Common Ground Cowboy Church this morning. Before we do announcements, we had kids in camp this week.